SBC, the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation, presents Musica Helvetica. Today, wintertime in Switzerland. A musical panorama of some of the customs and traditions observed in this country during the winter season.
Children hailing the first snowfall. Indeed, wintertime in Switzerland means plenty of snow and ice, especially up in the mountains where at times people are literally snowed under. And of course, it's the great season for skiing.
Lente Tüfel fahre und weiter lila See. Es gibt kein Lodi fahre, wo Schnee ist und wo Ski. Es gibt kein Lodi fahre, wo Schnee ist und wo Ski. Ski, heil! Zu Haus und Gang go stamme, wo Schnee ist und wo Ski. Ski, heil!
Kaspar Ganda singing the late Hans Röhli's very popular Ski Jodel. Winter is also the time of Christmas, an event which in this country is celebrated mainly in the home. Many Christmas carols are sung all over the world, and Switzerland too has adopted several of those songs from its neighbours Austria, France, Germany and Italy. The following interpretation, however, is a Swiss carol, dating back to the middle of the 15th century. Es steht ein Lind im Himmelreich. A linden tree in heaven stands.
Es steht ein Lind im Himmelreich. Da blühen alle Äste folgt Jesus nach. Da singen alle Jesus, Sieger, Meister, voll Jesus.
A Linden Tree in Heaven Stands, a 15th century Swiss Christmas carol sung by the Maibaum Ensemble of Zurich. An ancient custom that has remained alive in Switzerland to this day is Sternsingen, star caroling. Originally, this custom was closely linked with the manifestation of Christ, with Epiphany, which the Church celebrates on the 6th of January. Since the New Testament doesn't offer any information as to the exact date of the birth of Jesus, the early Christian communities were free to choose the annual day commemorating his birth. By choosing the 6th of January, they gave a new meaning to a day close to solstice that had long served other ritual purposes. And when in Rome Christ's birthday was fixed on the 25th of December, thus superimposing it intentionally on the traditional feast of the unconquered sun god, Epiphany became more and more the time of the revelation of Christ through the Star of Bethlehem and the adoration of the Christ child by the three wise men or magi. And soon Christians began to enact these events symbolically in their religious services. Three priests moving to the altar in a solemn procession, offering precious gifts. Noi siamo i tre re, we are the three kings, sung by the Corale di Minusio in the southern Swiss canton of Ticino. An old winter custom in northern Switzerland is kept up by the Sebastiani singers at Rheinfelden. On Christmas Eve, and again on New Year's Eve, in the last hour of the day, the 12 Sebastiani brothers, clad in black cloaks and wearing top hats, sing in front of each of the city's seven fountains their ancient traditional Christmas and New Year's songs. Each time as they pronounce the word Christ in their songs, they humbly lift their top hats. This custom, an allusion to the plea for the protection of the city's pure well waters, dates back to the time of the plague in 1541 and has been preserved to this day.
Ist über die Natur.
the Sebastiani singers at Rheinfelden singing at one of the city's seven fountains. Way up in the canton of Graubünden in eastern Switzerland, at Squall, we discover a fascinating ancient custom of pagan origin. On the first Sunday in February, early in the morning, the schoolboys of Squall go from farmhouse to farmhouse, collecting straw which they bring to the village square. There a huge straw man, Holmstrom, is erected. At nightfall, the straw figure is set afire. After the long and dark winter months, the people of Squall, by burning Old Man Winter, hope to bring spring a little closer. Children run around with burning torches, drawing huge, fiery circles into the night air, while choral groups sing their traditional melodies. L'homme est un bel homme, the straw man is a beautiful man, sung by the school children of Squall. Another very colourful custom of the Engadine Valley and the canton of Graubünden is the Schlitteder. For centuries, throughout Switzerland, the Knabenschaften have been quite important institutions. They are strictly private, well-organised fraternities to which all young men in a village belong from the time they leave school until they get married. Many of these Knabenschaften are responsible for preserving old customs and traditions and for organizing popular festivals. The influence of these one-time guilds can also be traced in the Engadine Schlitteders, in which on fine winter Sundays, young girls and boys pair up and, dressed in local costume, go on merry horse-drawn sleigh rides from village to village. An elegant forerider precedes the long row of sleighs, in one of which a band plays gay folk music.
Thank you.
Schlitteda at St. Moritz was the title of this schottische. The canton of Appenzell is widely renowned for its Silvesterkläuse, picturesque figures whose name refers to St. Nicholas. These Kläuse are men and boys wearing masks and costumes. Their magnificent headgear often resembles filigree work and depicts scenes from everyday life, farmhouses or entire landscapes. They leap and caper about, clanging bells of various sizes, then stop and sing those hauntingly beautiful Appenzell yodels known as Zäuerli. As soon as one of the songs is finished, they resume their noisemaking, demanding money from bystanders or from the farmers in whose yard they sing. While most Appenzell Silvesterkläuse put away their gear after New Year's Eve, in one area of the canton they do not follow this rule. At Urnäsch, since the 16th century, those wild, demon-like figures repeat their antics on the 13th of January, thus remaining faithful to the Julian calendar. Two pagan rites are inherent in this tradition. The tremendous noise is to drive away evil spirits, and the solemn Zäuerli yodels, somewhat muffled by the masks, are to entice the good spirits to bestow their blessings upon the community. We'll take you now to one of the well-known spots at Urnäsch, the Tavern of the Sun, where in the course of the evening, one group of Kläuse after the other visits the crowded inn, while a typical Appenzell string band is playing. And as the last of the wild Silvesterkläuse disappear, the party continues to the sounds of the Alder String Band, one of the most popular groups of authentic folk musicians in eastern Switzerland. ¶¶
You just heard Wintertime in Switzerland, another feature in the transcription series Musica Helvetica, presented by the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation. The program was written and narrated by Nick Lombard.